Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazoy, the Shabbos of the 9 days, the Bein HaMetzarim Shabbos, which is, of course, begins the Parshiyos in which Moshe Rabbeinu gives Musa to Klal Yisrael, Samach L'Petirasai. As Rashi says, the right time to give Musa is Shtarka Musa, is when a person is Samach L'Petirasai, then he should be aware to give a proper Musa. I'd like to share with you a thought regarding the Gemara. The Gemara is in Brachos Daf Chav Ches, and the Gemara there tells us the story of the last day of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai's life. The Gemara there says, "Kishecholah Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai nichnasu talmidim levakrei." When he became ill, his talmidim came to visit him. When he saw them, he began to weep. Omer, they asked him, "Why are you weeping?" Omer, shtei derachim lefanai. In front of me is Gehenna and Gan Eden. I don't know beize derech meilichin. I see which way I'm going to be going, so I shouldn't cry. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now, the question is, what does it mean? When he saw them, he started to cry. What does it have to do with them? If he's weeping because he has shtei derachim lefanai, it has nothing to do with his talmidim coming in or not coming in. It's something that should be happening one way or the other. What does it mean? Kshiroi some hischalivchais, when he saw them, as if he did it dafka for them. So I'm not sure what the answer is al pipshat, but at least according to the lesson of the beginning of the parasha, that a person samachi misasai is supposed to give musar. We can understand this with the Hagdama of something it says in the Divrei Torah of the Michas Alasa. Divrei Torah Michas Alasa is going on the Pasik, HaNistarais LaShem Alekeinu, VaNiglois Lonu Levoneinu Ad Olam. In touching up that Pasik, which is the Pasik Klal Yisrael says as they go into Eretz Yisrael, HaNistarais, he touches, HaNistarais LaShem Alekeinu. Things that a person has that indicate greatness, that indicate Yerush Shemayim, that indicate a level of being a Talmid Chacham, Hashem Elokeinu, you don't brag about it in this world. You don't show it off in this world. And the story is Hashem Elokeinu. You keep the private Avodas Hashem, you keep your private Avoda quiet. V'aniglois, when you reveal it, Lonu L'vaneinu Ad Olam, when you're coming to be mechanech others, the person should not hide, shouldn't have humility. He should show, of course, not in the manner of gaiva, but he should show what's going on, what the private machshavas that he has might be. In Cain, it could be that this tremendous Yirah Shemayim of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai next to his petirah is something he kept private. He kept his machshavas private. When he saw his talmidim coming in, he revealed his weeping. And the way the Baal Medrash, the great Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, has such a yiras achet that some of the misasa he says words like shnei drachim lefanai. He said it 2,000 years ago. We're still talking about it today. Our person, koshken, we have to have a yiras achet, a yiras ha'enish during our lifetime. So it may well be that that's a pshat. Kishara talmidav he revealed. A raya to this is because afterwards it says, Samach l'nisasei, when it was close to his death, he said to them that, he said to his Talmid, Mishvas t'tirasei, Omar, panu lechem et me'atoma, take out things from the house, I'm going to die, I'm going to be metama things in Ayel. And he said, Hichinu kisei of Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda Sheba. He saw the neshama of kisei of Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda coming in, he said, prepare a chair for Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda who came. So I have a kasha. First of all, does the neshama of Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda need a chair? He doesn't need a chair. And second of all, why is he revealing this greatness? He's revealing his greatness that Chizkiyahu came in? And the answer would be the same thing. He was giving musar to his talmidim. He was planting in them an emuna in the olam haneshamis. Rebbe, right before he dies, doesn't make charades that are not true. He said, Panu Kisei, Why did he do this? Because Hanistarius Hashem Elokeinu, but Hanigla is Lono Uvaneinu Ad Olam. The time to reveal. Person has to have Hanhaga Taiva as a chinuch for his children. I would add something else. Sometimes a person does not have a Hanhaga Taiva, and he knows that Hanhaga is a bidyevet Hanhaga, but his children see it. His children see it. And he has to, in front of his children, be nayig the proper way. There are some people that are really Yirei Shemayim. They really daven and learn. But they're at a yeshiva. They don't wear a hat and jacket when they go to daven. They wear polo shirts when they go to daven. They shouldn't, but they do it. So maybe for you it works. Maybe for you it's not such a priority. You, Baruch Hashem, are devoted. You don't miss minyan. You learn. But you should know your child is growing up in a classroom. And your child is in a setting where the boys that are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are more devoted to the learning of davening, are wearing hats and jackets. He looks up to you. At least when he's there, you should be very careful to do an Hanhaga Teva. HaNiglois Lanu L'Vaneinu Ad Olam. It can have an eternal impression on a Talmud. It's very important that a person be aware of the impression that he makes. You'll tell me your child is not impressed by you. Let me tell you. Children are more influenced by parents than parents appreciate. Baruch Hashem, l'tayv l'mutav. And therefore, it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. What are you going to do? They're going to tell you from the yeshiva, your child doesn't follow the rules. He doesn't come to davening dressed properly. He comes davening dressed like the boys who are not davening right. Well, what are you going to say then? Too late to close the barn door then. You have to close the barn door now. You got to do things right. Let's move on to further in the parasha. Between, I believe it's Shlishi and Ravi, we have the story of the Meraglim that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael. There's something missing. It says there, Davita Beinei Hadover, that Moshe Rabbeinu said it's a good idea. He sent them. But then when they return, it says in Pasuk Chafei, the Yeshivoi Saru Davar. And they responded, Vayayimu, and they said, Toivo Horet Hashem Hashem Lekeinu Naisin Lanu. Why did the Meraglim say? The land is good. It's true, they did say the land is good. Period. It doesn't say another word that they said. It doesn't say, they also said that Leinuchal, that we're not going to be able to conquer it. It doesn't say that. It just says, they said, Toivo Horet Maimayim. Then the Pasuk goes on to Klal Yisrael, and it talks about the Klal Yisrael's response. Lo yavisam la'alos v'tamru. It actually makes it sound as if the Meraglim were not guilty of anything. It's a dovah pella the way the Pasuk is written. The Rechaim HaKadosh is bothered by this. He says Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to say Lashon Hara about people who had already died, but already passed on. You want to say what the Meraglim did. And they tzech and suin, simen tof rei shvav, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. But it's not, it's a difficult teretz for two reasons. First of all, in simen tof rei shvav, it only says that you can't be mighty shemra on someone after he died. There's a chayrim on being mighty shemra on someone who died. Rabbi Yaakov writes in Parshas Vayeshev that there's no din lashon hara on someone who died. That's first of all. And second of all, what do you mean? The Torah it constantly tells us Lashon Hara Kaviyachl about people who died. It tells us Miriam did an Aveira. It tells us Moshe did an Aveira. The Torah tells us Meraglim did Aveira. For Limud, we say it. The Rechaim's Kaddish needs something of a husband. Maybe, more B'derech Pshat, it could be as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching Klal Yisrael the lesson. A Kavana as follows. The Meraglim were not sent to come back and give advice. They were sent to come back and give a report of what they see. Their mission was not to give advice. Moshe Rabbeinu did not appoint them as Eitzah givers. He appointed them as spies who would say what they saw. They came back and they said, their mission was, tell us what you see. And they came back and they said what they saw. Moshe says, that's what I sent them for a report. Later, they're giving advice. What's that got to do with them being Meraglim? They're not troublemakers. It's the nature of a person when someone talks to you and he knows more than you. Maybe he's a scientist talking about science. Maybe he's a physician talking about medicine. And he's telling you things that that you never knew existed. He's telling you chidushim. Don't get confused between a person who can tell you information you don't know and his ability to give you a good eitzah. It's the nature of people who are knowledgeable in science to throw in the Rulapi courses to berate the Chazal. We didn't ask you for advice. You're not here for advice. Someone once went to a doctor, and the doctor gave him a prognosis that was not favorable. But a person told the doctor, he said, Nina teru reshus l'reifa l'rafis. I only come to you to heal. I'm here for you to heal. Your advice, what's your prognosis, your play, it's not what you're here to do. The same thing. Very often we hear from people who are intelligent people, and they say, then they throw in, based on this, no. Don't tell me a psak halacha, don't tell me advice. You're here for the report that I said to give you. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was pointing out. They came back with their report. Someone said about one of Ramesh's psakim, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand that really it worked this way and it worked the other way. And I remember Rapam said then, he said, it's the amaratzis of people. He said that Yaakov Avinu said, Yadati b'ni Yadati. When Yosef told him, your hands are crossed, their hands are in the wrong direction, he said, I know what you know, and I know more than you know. Yosef thought that Yaakov was missing information. Rapam said the same thing. Ramesh is missing information. I once heard from one of Ramesh's sons that when Ramesh wanted to be Kaveya, sunrise, Netachama, he went out on a boat to see in the east what it looks like from a boat when the sun is rising relative to what the official sunrise time is. Ramesh was not a Batlin. He knew what he has to see. He knew what he had to understand the Tzias, and he didn't rely on other people. So Yadati Bini, I know what you know, Yadati Ramesh knew more than you know. The same thing is true in all of these cases. An important lesson in Avodas Hashem. I'd be remiss not to mention that the Ramban has his own mahalach here. The Ramban says that the Meraglim in front of Moshe only said Teva Haaretz Ma'id Ma'id. Later, among the people, they were troublemakers, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu reports only this, Ayin Shem and the Ramban. I think it's not like some of the other Mefarshim there in Parashat Shalach. So, one thought about Musa Kaidel Nisase and Riechem and Zakai, and one thought on this Nakuda regarding the Meraglim. Let me move on to pointing out to you regarding the 9 days. We are now in a period of Avelus on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's hard to be sad about something that happened so long ago, but it is not hard to be sad about the situation of Klal Yisrael and Golus. We went through a generation or two where, in the schus of those who went through the Holocaust, we had tremendous amount of rachamim. And now we see the ugly head of anti-Semitism, the ugly head of Esav, rearing its head again and making trouble for Klal Yisrael here in New York State, from the government, starting up with the yeshivas in incredible ways. No, people didn't notice in their recent report, they added a new thing, that the yeshivas are not teaching approved texts. They never said that before. Now the approved texts, they're going to approve which books we could teach to teach about lifestyles and science, and we need approved texts. It's a tremendous time of Hester Putin that's coming to us now. We have to want to be misable about. We have what to be said about for the state of Klal Yisrael in the world. And we should obey the halachas. As soon as we say, Avi Rish Chaydish, bang, everyone comes out of the woodwork. What do? We don't have clean clothes. We have dirty clothes. People are calling. My children come home from camp. They don't have clean clothes. What's the difference if they come home from camp? If they'd be in camp, what would be? What's the difference? Let them take out a T-shirt that they wore for a day or two and wear it again. Let them take out a shirt that they wore for a day and wear it again. What's the big deal? You can wear it again. It's not that's what means being misabel. Agav, I'll mention there is an eitzah on Shabbos. If you put on a shirt at night, you may not prepare openly for chayil, mishabbos l'chayil. But if you wear a white shirt at night, when you go to sleep, hang it up. And take out a different shirt in the morning. And if you take a nap, Shabbos afternoon, take off your shirt, hang it up, take out a different shirt. You'll be able to try on, so to speak, or wear for a period of time some extra shirts. Beyond that, let's observe the these days. Let's see, there's a mitzvah that we want to do bihidura. We want to do it properly and observe the halachas of the 9 days. And Amir Tashem, Bizaycha, Varayev, and Nechamasa, a good Shabbos to one and all.